Hello and welcome to Oxcast number 8. My name is Emma Pearson.
I'm Patrick Vale.
And we have a new podcaster today. Would you like to introduce yourself, new podcaster?
Yeah, my name's Ash Bond. I'm the newest member of the Daily Info team.
Indeed. So today we are starting off, since it's lovely and sunny, we're starting off with outdoor type things. And we have at the weekend, we've got summer eights. And you've been looking at that, haven't you?
I have. I used to be a rower back when I was at St. Andrew.
Like a proper one for the whole time?
Or? Oh, no, not a proper rower. Perhaps I should say I was one who rowed rather than a proper rower. But I remember summer eights, glorious in the sunshine. So this is, it's been on since Wednesday, actually, but it's the last day tomorrow, and the last day is the most exciting. It starts at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and it'll go on until about 7 o'clock at night, but probably the best time to go there, if I can say that, is around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's where you get the Division 1s coming out.
Okay.
So you've got the women's first division rowing from 5:15,
okay.
And then you've got the men's straight after that. So if you only want
and
to
where's
go
the
there
place to go? Was the best place to watch?
I just prefer by the boathouses, to be honest. I mean, that's where all the atmosphere is. That's where everyone's...
And the sausages.
That's where everyone's sort of by the side of the river, sort of clapping on their colleges. So, yeah, it's a great place to be. All the kind of competition, the electric atmosphere, the lycra.
Excellent.
Great reasons to be out there.
And you
great.
Can just go there and follow the crowds. And
you can just
find where they are.
Very easy. Christchurch Meadow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, everyone knows where to go.
Brilliant. So that's tomorrow, Saturday. Cool. What else could you do if you want to go outside and spend some time in the sun?
If I was going to go somewhere, I would always go to the Botanic Gardens. They are one of the nicest places in Oxford. Particularly at this time of year, go to the glasshouses. If you've never been to the tropics, that's probably
just some
what
more
it's
heat.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for a little more heat. And there's also a pond there with little fish in it, so it's a good
nice.
One. And maybe bananas, if you're lucky. So that's where I'd go. Afterwards... Would you go to a pub, maybe?
Always.
If you want to go to a pub, you can look on Daily Info. If you look on our homepage, we've got a link at the moment through to a very useful search, which will show you pubs which have gardens and also serve food. Would you recommend any pub like that?
Living in Summertown, I usually go to sort of Wilvercote, and which is where you are as well, isn't it? So the Red Lion in Wilvercote, I actually like. It's quite small.
Has
but
a
it's
famous
like,
Sunday
it,
carvery.
Does it? Yes, I was there for that, and its garden is very nice. It's usually some full of dogs, it's very nice. There's also the Perch up that way.
That's very nice.
Which is very nice. What else? Anything else?
I would recommend the Gardens of Jericho. Vegans, vegetarians.
From a vegetarian point of view, definitely. It's got a bit of a garden as well, which is nice in the summer.
Yeah, it's lovely. Good beer as well. So
excellent
in fact, good
beer
at all those places. If you do go to any pubs and if you do have any nice beer, let us know. Submit a review on the website. We're always very happy to hear from you. If you are looking for something a bit gritty this evening, the UPP, which is the Ultimate Pitch Palace on the Cowley Road on Jern Street, is showing Dirty Harry at 11 p.m.
That's the one with Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood,
right? Yep.
Trying to chase the psychopath Scorpio. always a classic. Not sure I'd want to go home on my own after that, but perhaps that's just what you're looking
at
for.
At 11 p.m. as well. It's quite late.
Yep, it will be a memorable one, I'm sure.
And for something slightly less scary, or possibly equally scary, I don't know.
Men in Black, the third, the time-bending prequel reboot. Yes, that is coming up in all the big cinemas. I don't think you could fail to see that if you went to any of the large ones. If you've got children, you might like to try the Kids Club at the Phoenix as the Lion King. That's at 1:30 on Saturday. And does anyone know what Moonrise Kingdom is about?
Not really. It's fantasy, and it has Bruce Willis in it.
That's as far as I got.
Yeah, 1960s fantasy, apparently.
Yes, looks fascinating.
Yes, I really don't know anything else about it.
Excellent. I think I'll probably go
absolutely
for The Dictator
nothing.
Instead.
Okay.
Yeah. So great. We all collectively know nothing about that.
Okay, excellent.
Excellent.
Go and see it, and then tell us about it by writing a review on our site.
Submit a review on dailyinfo.co.uk. If you have children, which I currently don't, you might like to go to one of the workshops that are happening this weekend. There's a drop-in animation workshop at Cornerstone Arts Centre, which is in Didcot. I don't think it's just for children, but children no doubt will like it. Saturday, 11 to 1 p.m, and it's free. Failing that, there's also the family drop-in and play at Donington Doorstep. That's also on Saturday, it's also free, and that's from 10:30 to 2:30 p.m. Print workshops at the Story Museum, family printing sessions for children aged 8 to 16, That's 2 to 4pm and £8, and the Story Museum proves a very interesting place to go anyway. Who knows about music?
Well, okay, music this week. We've got A Garland for Our Queen. That's first night of the proms at the Sunningwell Festival. And that's on Saturday at 7:30, and it's £10 to go to that. It's at St Leonard's Church in Sunningwell. Then for some sort of, well, it seems, yeah, opera classics, but also contemporary songs mixed in with the opera classics. You've got the Opera Dudes. So they sound pretty cool, actually. Have you ever seen them? They sound really cool.
They jumped out of the event listings at me. I thought that would be an interesting thing to see. That's at the Memorial Hall in Charlbury, Saturday again, 7:30pm, £8 or £4 concessions. If you do go and see opera classics with contemporary songs mixed with comedy, do let us know what it's like. It sounds really interesting. If you want something a bit more traditional, there's Songs of Love and Loss by the City of Oxford Choir, who are a very good choir, which is at the Queen's College Chapel on Saturday, 7:30, again, £12 and some concessions as well. Meetings and lectures this weekend, and indeed this week coming up. There's an interesting one for children 10+, examining the transit of Venus and Oxford's connections with it. I wasn't aware of the transit of Venus until I read about this, but apparently it's when Venus crosses the Sun, and it happens once every 240 years.
So the last time it happened was in the late 1800s, and it won't happen again until something like 21-something. So it's a sort of once-in-a-lifetime
event,
yes. And it's happening on the 5th and 6th of June.
Right.
And I'm not sure how you see that, whether you look through
some sort of sun-watching device.
Indeed, yes.
Which you can make. If you ever have a solar eclipse, get yourself one piece of paper and another piece of paper, a pair of stepladders and a sheet. Get one person to hold one piece of paper with a small pinhole in it. Put the sheet between the two stepladders, hold the other piece of paper at the end of it, and you'll see the perfect eclipse of the sun projected on it.
Wow.
You might be able to
really
use that for transit of Venus. Let us know if
there's
you can.
There's a projector and a...
Yeah,
safe watching the sun
projection.
Thing. Amazing, that's really good. So so you can listen to the talk about that event on
Monday
the 28th.
6 to 7pm.
Indeed, at the Martin Wood Lecture Theatre on South Parks Road, and then the actual thing is happening in early June.
So presumably there'll be more things about that as the date approaches,
yes.
But again, let us know what you think about that.
And then one very exciting thing on Saturday again, this is 9am until 12:30pm, so in the morning, extracts from Miyazaki's animated works. So he's the animator of Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke, is that how you pronounce that?
Princess Mononoke,
yes.
Yeah.
All the dragons, the very kind of pictorial and
very,
very, epic,
very, very beautiful animation. Studio Ghibli is the studio who also did Howl's Moving Castle, although I think that was actually his son who did that one. But yeah, fantastic artist, and that's at Boundary Brook House on Churchill Drive, and it's £22 entry.
To finish, there is a dog walking and pet sitting course by the National Pet Sitters. It's a one-day course on how to set up and run a pet sitting business, which sounds entrepreneurial.
Yep, it's a growing market. There's a lot of ads for that on our site, so a good thing to be getting into. Runs from Saturday till Friday the 1st of June, 10am to 4pm. It's £150 for the day, and it's held at the Fleece in Whitney, which was a name I liked so much I thought we should include it in our podcast. Have a lovely weekend. We'll talk to you again
next
week.
See you next week.
Okay, see you next week.